Many people do face grief during the holidays. My next guest, a resource to help provide tools to cope during this difficult time, on behalf of Emmanuel Hospice. Good morning to you, Heather O'Brien, Director of Bereavement and Volunteer Services. You
have
a challenging, but I hope a rewarding job.
Very rewarding, yes. It's a privilege.
Remind me about Emmanuel Hospice.
Emmanuel Hospice is a hospice that's been in our community for about 5 years. We provide hospice services to folks wherever they call home, and we also provide grief and loss services to anyone in the community who's had a loss.
You deal with death every day.
We do, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's a reality. Heather, what are these times like? What are the challenges for many?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the holidays without a loved one can of course, be particularly difficult. And they can really kind of amplify that grief. You were just talking about anxiety and stress, the events that you might be trying to attend or customs that you've always done. Yes. They can provoke some stress and some anxiety about, am I going to do it that way this year? Or, I don't know if I'm up to that this year. Mm-hmm. So we always remind families that getting over it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. And that it's an up and down process. And even if you've lost someone earlier in the year, mm-hmm. that the holidays can kind of reopen those wounds.
So let's talk about the strategies to deal with the loss or coping with the loss, Heather.
Yeah. One of the things I like to tell folks is to have a plan and have a backup plan. And mm-hmm. you were also just talking about that. If you're attending a party, maybe park a little farther away. So if you need to leave early or you're just not up to staying, you have an easy route for getting out. Mm-hmm. Or let people know that, thank you for inviting me. I'm not sure I can stay for the whole thing, but I just want you to know I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's okay to lighten your load at the holidays, too, to, scale back on sending cards or doing gifts. It doesn't mean you won't do them ever again, but maybe you don't need to bring a dish to that party or do baking as much as you usually do.
What about the traditions, Heather? Building on maybe old traditions or starting a new one?
Yes, and people find comfort in either of those, and it really, grief is such an individual process. Some folks do create new customs, mm-hmm. and often those focus around that person that they've lost and a way to remember them and honor them at the holidays. And that might be a special ornament. It might be taking time to remember that person around the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you also remind us to set boundaries. Let's expand here.
Yeah. To just know that you do this differently than anyone else, and it's okay to do it your way. And people are wanting to help you out of the kindness of your heart, of their hearts, rather. And it's okay to say, I really appreciate you inviting me, but I'm just not up to it this year.
Yeah. And on the flip side, hearing that host, obviously the reaction shouldn't be, I can't believe you're not coming.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right, right. Give your friends and family some grace when it comes to that. Don't assume that if they're not leaving their home or they're not coming to parties that they're not doing well. Mm-hmm. That may just be what they need right now. And I also often suggest offering tangible things. Mm-hmm. We often have people say, what can I do? Tell me if I can help.
Yes.
Well, that's a huge question for someone who's grieving because there's so much that they're going through. But can you help them purchase Christmas gifts? Can you help them with some holiday cards? Can you just go over and spend a quiet evening with them during the holidays?
And what is the answer to what do I say to a friend who's lost a significant loved one? What do I say?
Yeah, I think that the honesty is the best policy, and sometimes you don't have to say anything, but just saying, I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm thinking of you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have all the answers for them as to how they need to do this. Yeah. Just them knowing you're there is going to be the most important.
Right. And again, as you mentioned, ask for help. You don't have to go to holidays alone.
Correct.
What else?
I think some of the things that people do to cope can be very different. Some people find comfort in their church family, their clergy. Some people, in speaking to a counselor, someone who's a little bit removed from the family situation, meditation, journaling. There's a lot of different things that people can do. And sometimes those things are kind of a nice basis to get back to at the holidays.
And I would also think, and you might have mentioned this, know your triggers.
Yes. There are, obviously with the holidays, there are triggers the minute we wake up in the morning and turn the radio on, and there's songs and there's decorations, and it's really hard to get away from those if those are troublesome for you. So if you know it's hard for you to be in the middle of a store shopping with everyone, you know, happy and merry, then maybe get someone to help you with that, or do that in a little bit, you know, different way this year.
Sarah O'Brien with Director of Bereavement and Volunteer Services for Emmanuel Hospice, obviously talking about getting through these holiday seasons. And Heather, I trust after the day after Christmas comes and goes, the day after these holidays, you're still there to work on an everyday scale. Yep,
We're available to serve anyone in the community. Our phone number is 616-719-0919, or you can find us at www.emmanuelhospice.org.
What kind of volunteers do you need?
Our volunteers are such a big part of what we do, and the biggest need is for folks to provide companionships for our patients, to have someone else to bring that outside world into them, and maybe make a new friend.
And obviously appropriate training is handled, and all you need to make sure is someone call you up and say, I want to volunteer, right?
Very much so, yes. We have very specific training for volunteers. It's very similar to how we train our staff, so they're very well prepared to provide that.
Good people, Emmanuel Hospice. Heather O'Brien, thank you very much. One more time, that website again?
www.emmanuelhospice.org.
Great. Thanks to you.
Thank you.